We are all shocked by the savage brutality that has been perpetrated by subhuman monsters against so many of our brethren in Eretz Yisrael. We are reminded of the Pasuk in Eicha, Shachvu la'aretz chutzos na'ar v'zakein, v'sulasayu b'acharai naflu b'charev. Out on the ground in the streets they lie, young and old, my maidens and young men have fallen by the sword. Eretz Yisrael in its entirety is crying over this catastrophe. Al kein tzion b'mar tifkev Yerushalayim titein kola. Libi libi al chalayhem may I al chalayhem. We do not know the reason for this catastrophe. We have no neviim hanistaros l'Hashem elokeinu. But we know how to respond. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Taniyos tells us that there's a special mitzvah d'oraisa of Tefillah B'Shas Tzara, Mitzvah Seh Min HaTorah, Lizo Kolariya B'Chatzotros, Al Kol Tzara Shatovel Al Tzibor, Shenemar Al Tzar HaTzorah Yaschem, Al Reyotzem B'Chatzotros. As Yirmiyahu HaNavi tells us in Eicha, Kumi Roni Balayla, arise, cry out at night, L'Ros HaShmuros, in the beginning of the watches, Shivchi Chamayim Libeich, Nochach Pnei Hashem, pour out your heart like water, in the presence of the Lord. Siye layach, siye lov kapayach, al nefesh ol layach, ha tufim bara'av rosh kol chutzos. Lift up your hands to him for the life of your young children, who swoon from hunger at every street corner. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa of tefillah b'shas tzara. My uncle, the Rav, points out that we have to distinguish between two types of tefillah. There's the general din of tefillah, that emanates from L'avdil v'chol avavchem. That's the Tefillah Shmon Esrei. Tefillah Shmon Esrei, al pidin, is a well-organized presentation of our pleas before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It has to be organized in a certain way. There's a specific pattern of tefillah. There's shvach, there's bakashas tzarchav, there's hodah. Tefillah Shmon Esrei has to be recited b'lachash. Tefillah Shmon Esrei has to be recited b'regel yeshara. We have to stand before the kisei hakavod like the malachim do. But Tefillah B'Shas Tzara is a different mitzvah. Lizok, it's a mitzvah of zakah. It's not an organized presentation. It's a cry of anguish and pain. It is the cry of a tortured soul. We do this on Taniyos, and on before Yom HaKippurim and on Yom HaKippurim, we recite the Yud Gimel Midos, Hashem Hashem Kol Racham V'Chanun. It's not an organized presentation. It's a cry. It's a zakah. The recitation of Avinu Malkeinu and Taniyos is Zaakah. The recitation of Tehillim is Zaakah. The emotion behind the cry is essential. Kumi Roni Balayla, Yirmiyahu HaNavi says. Arise, crowd at night. How can you sleep? Klal Yisrael is suffering. Klal Yisrael is facing an existential threat. How can you sleep? Kumi Roni Balayla. Shivchi Chamayim Libeich. Nochach Pnei Hashem, pour out your hearts like water before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Water pours out very easily. Tefillah B'Shas Tzara is almost spontaneous. It's the pouring out of our emotions. Our emotions have to be expressed. Our emotion of anguish over the suffering of Klal Yisrael. Our emotion of fright for the fate of Klal Yisrael. Lift up your hands to him for the life of your young children. Appeal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu regarding our young children that were tortured by despicable, monstrous, subhuman creatures in ways that are even unspeakable. There is a mitzvah d'oraisa, lizok, to cry out with emotion. Some kehilas are now reciting Avinu Malkeinu. Everyone is reciting Tehillim. Avinu Malkeinu and Tehillim is a form of zakah. The words of Avinu Malkeinu describe our emotions at this time, at this Eis Sara. Chamol aleinu v'al aleinu v'tapeinu. Asei l'man erugim al shem kodshecha. Asei l'man, unfortunately, this is something that has happened right now. Asei l'man bo'ei bo'ei shal kiddush shemecha. Nekom le'ineinu nikmas dama v'decha shafuch. And this is what we express in our recitation of Tehillim as well. Shufoch ha'moscha ala goyim asher lo yada'ucha v'amam l'chos asher b'shimcha lo karo. Ki achales Yaakov. They want to devour Yaakov. Esna ve'u eishamu. Lama yomru agoyim ayeo keyem, yivadav agoyim leineinu nikmas dam v'decha shufuch. We're expressing our emotions. It's a cry. It's not an organized presentation. It's a cry of pain and anguish.
We beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on behalf of the Chayolim. These are our emotions. We're so fearful for the Chayolim. Hashem Yishmor, Shemar Chobi Kol Roy, Shemar Snafshecha, Hashem Yishmor Tzizchov Alecha, Me'atav Et Olam. There's an interesting Medrash Rabbah in Parashas Matos, a connection with Chamas Midyan. There it's mentioned that Elef Lamata, 1,000 people were taken from each Shevet to fight the battle against Midyan. But the Medrash points out that Elef Lamata is mentioned 3 times in the Parsha. So the Medrash says, one man, the Omer Medrash says that actually 3,000 were taken from each Shevet. 1,000 and 12,000 for each specific Tafkid. 12,000 were the armed soldiers, 1,000 from each Shevet. Shneimasar Alatsava. Shneimasar Elef Latsava. Shneimasar Elef Mishamer Meskaleim. To watch the equipment. In every Muhammad, there are all sorts of logistical arrangements that have to be made. And it was an Elef Lamata from each Shevet to participate in overseeing these logistical operations. Ushneimasar Elef Litfila. And 1,000 from each Shevet. This is also part of the war effort. Now, if you look at the Medrash, it's clear in the Medrash that the Elef Lamata for Tefillah was sent to the battleground. Everyone can mispal in the Machane. This Elef Lamata, they went to the battleground to watch and participate by being mispal on the site. Why was that necessary? Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, in the Sicha that he delivered during the Yom Kippur War, says, and I'm quoting him, it's not possible to participate to a full extent from a distance. One's tefillah b'shas tzara is not complete if one doesn't feel the danger. So there had to be an Elef Lamata that actually went to the battleground to be mispalel. And I would add that perhaps this is all because tefillah b'shas tzara is zaga. It has to be a cry. It has to be a cry that verbalizes our fright and our torment to Avinu Shebe Shemayim. If you don't really feel what's happening, your zaga is not complete. The emotion behind the tefillah is essential. The tefillah is only complete if you feel the terror of the melchama. So what did Reb Chaim Shmulevitz advise his Talmidim? He said, I'm quoting again, Al kein hachiyav aleinu l'is'ameitz l'ishtateif k'chola efshar b'matzavam l'uspal aleihem. We have to identify with those that are on the battlefield. And in that way, we can be mekayim the mitzvah of tefillah. We have to think about them. We have to imagine what they're going through. So today, this is what Reb Chaim Shmulevitz said during the Yom Kippur War. Muhammad Yom Kippurim. So too today, we're facing a similar existential threat to Klal Yisrael, to Eretz Yisrael. It's our obligation to identify with the Tzibur Eretz Yisrael, to feel the fright, to be cognizant of the existential threat to the Yishuv if Chas V'Shalom, Hezbollah, and Iran join with Hamas. We know what their goal is. It's in their charter. What is their goal? The goal is to destroy completely the Jewish community in Eretz Yisrael, to destroy completely the Jewish people. This is not a new issue. Amru l'chuvin achidei migoy v'lo yizacher shem Yisrael od. Their goal is v'hashmid la'arog la'abedes kol ha'yudim minar v'ad zokein tafin Hashem. We have to mishtatev in the matzav of the Tzibur Eretz Yisrael. We have to identify with the Chayalim. We have to identify with the communities in southern Israel who were victimized in such a brutal and cruel way. Only in this way can we mekayem the special mitzvah of Tu B'Shas Tzara, the mitzvah of Zaka, the mitzvah to cry out with emotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al Hatzara Tzareshem. Now, in addition to the mitzvah of Zaka, which emanates from the pasuk of Ayrosim b'chatzotzos, there's also the general mitzvah of Tefillah, which emanates from the pasuk of the Levavchem. There are so many bakashas and atfilas that relate to the present state of Klal Yisrael. It is vital to make an effort to study the tefillas so that the words we express will be more meaningful to us. Some of the references to the present situation are obvious. Re'iv anyenu, v'rivar rivenu, v'hazeidim. This is what mispala for. Zeidim, mefarshim say, are those that follow the ideology of Amalek that want to destroy Klal Yisrael. V'hazeidim, me'ros, ha'ker, shaber, smager, v'sachniyam, her, v'yamenu. but some of the references may not be so obvious. We have to study the tefillah so that everything we say is said with the proper emotion. When we say Vayhi ben Saron, we have to feel with emotion what we're asking for. Kuma Hashem v'yafutzo yivecha v'yanusu mishanecha mipanecha. We have to take notice of the many tefillahs that are so relevant and recite them with deep emotion that express our agony and our concern for Klal Yisrael. So we have two types of tefillah, but it's crucial to note that there's a third type of tefillah as well. There's a fascinating Gemara in Tamid, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, that offers another interpretation of the pasuk in Eicha. Kumi roni ba'layla, l'rosh hashmiro, shifchi chamayim libeich noch pnei Hashem. Simply that pasuk is speaking about tefillah b'shas tzara. Pour out your heart like water before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lift up your hands for the life of young children. But the Gemara interprets this pasuk of Kumi roni ba'layla as referring to Talmud Torah. Tani Rabbi Chiya, kol ha'osek ba'Torah ba'layla, shechina kenegdo. Shinema kumi roni ba'layla, l'rosh hashmiros. If one learns Torah with devotion, not just during the regular Seder, but he learns balayla, he learns with devotion, kumi roni balayla, then it will result in nochach pnei Hashem. He will come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara is interpreting kumi roni balayla as follows. Arise, arise, sing at night the sweet melody of Torah. The simple pshat is kumi roni balayla, cry out b'shas tzara. The Gemara is offering another interpretation. Sing the sweet melody of Torah. Shivchi chamayim libeich. Sing the melody with all your heart. Nochach pnei Hashem, and you will merit closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The question arises, how will the Gemara explain the rest of the pasuk? Kumi roni balayla. Okay, we can Rav Chiya says it refers to Talmud Torah. Nochach pnei Hashem. But the pasuk continues, Si elav kapayach, al nefesh lo alayach, ha'atufim barav, rosh tuchotzos, raise up your hands to him for the lives of your children. This is not Torah, that's tefillah. So the Rav in Shiurim, Zecher Abba Mari, says a fascinating thing. And he says there's an obvious conclusion here, that Talmud Torah is a form of tefillah. If one is learns with devotion, it's a form of tefillah. And I quote the Rav, he said as follows, Rina shel Torah b'layla hi tachlif l'bakashos fugas d'ma'os. The song of Torah is in place of a supplication saturated with tears. Siye lov kapayach al nefesh olayach. Learn Torah. It will be a tefillah for our children. It will be a tefillah for Eretz Yisrael. It will be a tefillah for Klal Yisrael. To learn Torah is to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The effort invested in approaching HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a powerful tefillah. And again I quote the Rav, V'chi HaKadosh Baruch Hu zakuk l'firu tzrachav shel adam al-vakesh. Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu really need the petitioning man to explain his difficult circumstances? HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows our difficult circumstances. We don't have, if we learn with devotion, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what our situation is. Again, I quote the Rav, Halohu choker kloyos v'leiv, v'yodea machaser la'adam ulemahu tzarech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's in a person's heart and is aware of his needs. And the Rav says, Itzuko shal almeid v'tara, hino b'chinas b'kosho shleim ha'makifa. Absorption in Talmud Torah is a powerful and all-embracing tefillah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thousands of our brethren in Eretz Yisrael have received a Tzav Shmona, an Order 8, which is the resource used when the state of emergency requires that all active soldiers and reservists be called up for army service. We also receive a Tzav. We also have an order. Our order is Elef Lamate, Elef Lamate, Elef Lamate. We're expecting to follow in every possible the regular daily tefillahs, the tefillahs of Zaaka, and the tefillah of the beautiful melody of Talmud Torah that brings us close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tefillah B'tzibur is very important. Every day of the year is very important. But now it is so crucial and so vital. What did Esther say at Ishas Tzara of L'hashmed Largo Abidis Kol Yehudim Minava Zakein Tafinoshim B'yom Echad? What did she say? She said, L'eich Knosas Kol Yehudim Fitzumu Olai. Be mispower for me. Be mispower for me. That's what the Chayolim are asking us. The Chayolim, we see this, Chayolim are asking us, be mispower for us. Leich Knosas Kol Yehudim. Gather together to mispower. There are so many touching stories. I know myself, I just was misfollowed. There was someone in our minyan, the Hashkama minyan, in Hillcrest on Shabbos. And he received the Tzav Shmona on Tuesday. This was Shabbos. He said on Tuesday he has a flight. He's going to Eretz Yisrael to report to the army. He asked, he wanted every person to give him a bracha. Every person should give him a bracha. This is what the Chayolim are asking. You saw, I don't know if you saw the image. It was an image of a soldier. I don't know his background. A very tall soldier was kneeling down on the ground, and there was a young, very short Haredi child with his hand on the soldier, giving him a bracha. I can only imagine that the soldier said to this young Haredi child, give me a bracha. This is what the Chayolim are asking us. They're asking us, help us, participate. And this is what we have to do. We have to participate as well. This is our responsibility. Ela flamateh. And even though we're not there, we have to imagine the situation. We have to identify with them. And we must follow with all our hearts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save us from this shasara. This crisis began on Shmini Atzeres in Simchas Torah. On Simchas Torah, we complete the Torah, and we proclaim Chazak, Chazak, Minisazek. What's the source of this practice? One source mentioned is the Pasuk in Yeshua. Lo yomush sefer ha-Torah zami picha, vo gitzo bo yom vo layla, l'man tishmor la-solos kachol ha-kosuv bo, ki oz tatzliach ha-shuachecha, vo oz tatzkil, halo si v'sicha chazak v'matz, we see chazak v'matz in connection with Torah. But there's another source for this proclamation that's mentioned as well, and that's from Shmuel Beis, Perek Yud. The Navi describes the battle between Klal Yisrael and Ammon. Ammon hired mercenary soldiers from Aram to fight with them against Klal Yisrael. So David sent his Sar HaTzava, Yoav, Vayishma David Vayishlaches Yoav as Kol HaTzava Giborim. David HaMelech dispatched Yoav and all the mighty men of the army. But there was a problem, because Yoav found that he was surrounded. Vayar Yoav, ki yisoy lov tam l'chom yipanim l'achar. He saw there was Ammon on one side and Aram on the other side, and he didn't know how to battle them. So he took his force and he divided into two forces. And Yoav would battle against Aram, and his brother Avishai with the other force would battle against Ammon. And Yoav says to Avishai, he says, Chazak v'nis chazak. You can hear the shasara in the words. Be strong and let us both be strong for the sake of our people and for the sake of cities of our God. And Hashem will do what is good in his eyes. The seriousness of the situation is so clear in Yoav's words. Chazak, chazak, and this chazak, we said this on Simchas Torah, but for us this year it's a battle cry. Just like life of Yoav and Avishai, it's a battle cry. It's a cry for the Chayolim, it's their battle cry, and it's a cry for us as well, it's a battle cry. Elef lamateh, elef lamateh, elef lamateh. Chazak v'nis chazak, barameinu v'orei elokeinu.